This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
For the last 35 years, men have been told one thing, to wear a condom. But now there are other forms of protection that do not involve latex barriers, and they are a healing community divided by decades of destruction. In 2018, HIV-negative people are confidently having sex with HIV-positive people without condoms and without fear of contracting HIV. These days, having sex with someone who is HIV-positive on daily treatment and undetectable is some of the safest sex you can have. Dean Arcuri spoke to Craig Burnett, who is living with HIV, and David Kernahan, the CEO of the WA AIDS Council, asking if the scientific evidence is clear that someone living with HIV, which is undetectable, does not pose an infection risk to the sexual partners. Why are we not getting this message?
Yeah, so U equal U is the concept that if a person living with HIV has an undetectable viral load, that they are not really capable of transmitting the virus from them to somebody else, even if they have condomless sex. When I was first diagnosed, it was quite a big shock for me because I had followed all the precautions of always using a condom for penetrative sex, and so to get the diagnosis that I was positive was quite shocking to me. But condoms aren't 100% effective, and you know, sometimes they break and sometimes you don't notice, and these kind of accidents happen. And so even though you can be as vigilant as you like with these kind of situations, sometimes everything just works against you. So after I was diagnosed, the doctors said that it looked like that I had had HIV for a few years. They couldn't, like, tell me exactly when, but they said about 2 or 3 years. I had a low CD4 count and a high viral load count, but they said, we're not going to start treatment right away. We're going to take a couple of months of observations to see how you're trajectorying, and then we'll talk about treatment. And then I think after 6 months, they put me on treatment and said, here's 2 pills to take once a day, and we'll keep seeing you every 3 months for the next little bit just to make sure that everything's going okay. When I was diagnosed, I knew that death was not imminent for me, even if I was to not treat it, but it would still take quite a long time before anything went incredibly bad. So I guess for me, I didn't have a huge amount of anxiety health-wise. But, you know, after I was diagnosed, I didn't really have any kind of intimacy with anyone for a good 6 months or so, because I just felt like this ticking time bomb. And I was diagnosed 10 years ago, and even after treatment, I still felt that way because no one was saying that it didn't make me less infectious.
But are we more aware of what U equal U actually means?
I think generally speaking, there is more awareness. I still find more often than not, I'm having to still educate people. It's just the way that things are. I think HIV is a really scary topic for people to think about. It's quite confronting. We've had a lot of scare tactics in the past that people haven't really let go of. And so a lot of people just choose not to educate themselves because they're going to have to think about it in a very confronting way, and it's very uncomfortable for them. I even think that sometimes, not always, like I'll hook up with someone who's on PrEP, and even then they have to do like a mental arithmetic to be like, I'm on PrEP, you're undetectable, okay, all of that computes, yes, it's fine. Which is good that they're thinking about it, but at the same time, it's still obvious that fear is underlying.
We spoke to David Kernahan, the CEO of the WAIDS Council, about how they're getting the message of U equals U out there, and if he feels it's really making the impact we need it to make.
It's really trying to sort of use the social media platforms that we have in terms of Facebook, advertising through Out in Perth, and just getting some awareness within the community about what the campaign actually means. I don't think it's really gained a lot of traction here yet. Some people understand it, but a lot within the community, I would say, don't. There is that sort of almost sort of sense of freeze, that sort of, oh, I don't want to deal with it. I'm not sure that people actually understand what undetectable means, in the sense that some people think, oh, that means you're cured, and which then is another whole discussion. So it's really about, you know, getting that message out with, amongst people, that undetectable means that it's the viral load is undetectable rather than a cure as such. We all have good intentions about practicing safe sex and being responsible and all the rest of it. But then come Friday night, you know, we've had a few drinks or whatever it is, and those intentions tend to get sidetracked. And so the message, trying to get the message out to those, to people within the community for who that's a reality, becomes another whole challenge. And I think as men, we often have a lot of fear, and it's easier not to know. It isn't just about providing, it is about providing education for the community as a whole, but it's also about trying to provide information that specifically targets men and how men actually absorb information. Those men that, you know, do take responsibility for their sexual health, learn about what U equals U means. But equally, there are many men that just don't want to know. It's easier. You know, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Then I don't have to deal with it. And it's about how we message to those men, because those men are most at risk, not only for themselves, but for their sexual partners as well.
Understanding the science is one thing, but as we've discovered, it's a very different kettle of fish when it's going on in the bedroom. As Craig Burnett continues to share with us.
I think people know it, but they don't believe it. And we've had such a stigma about being HIV positive for such a long time that when someone says to you, you know, there is a chance that you could get it, everything goes out of the window. And when people start having an emotional response to something like that, studies and statistics and evidence isn't the way that you're going to get people to listen or understand, because that's logic and reason trying to deal with emotion, and they don't really solve each other. But I think what is important is for people living with HIV to express that the reason that they are on treatment and prevention is to take care of other people as well as taking care of themselves. The idea that, you know, you may think that I'm, you know, untrustworthy, or you don't want to trust what I'm saying because you think that all I want to do is get in your pants. But the reality is that I've done a lot of thinking within myself to say, hey, I'm doing this to protect my community and my fellow people. And so that is why treatment as prevention is really helpful. Yes, so
there is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.